Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabboisai, good evening. We are in Chovis Halvavis, Shah Bitochen, Perek, Shah Bitochen, Perek Dalid, long Perek. In the Lev Tov edition that I have, it's page Shin Nun Beis. And here, the Chavos HaLevavos is discussing applying bitachon in mitzvahs, and most specifically, mitzvahs that involve other people. And he's expanding the concept of bitachon a bit. What he's really saying is, what is the mentality when a person, when you're getting yourself involved with mitzvahs that involve other people, what should the mentality be? Where should your mind be? And the first thing he told us is that you want to be doing these things, again, not as, you want to be doing it in a humane way, but not as a humane activity. That is not the motivation here. The motivation here is to get closer to Hashem by getting close to his people, by helping his people, by instructing his people. And then you give your whole heart to those people that you're helping. But again, this is not a humane activity. It is not something separate from Avodas Hashem. And therefore, as we discussed, the humane aspect of it has to be well contained within the parameters of halacha, of the way Hashem wants it. In other words, we never put another person above our loyalty to Hashem. Whatever the case is, back to the Chavos HaLevavos, he's saying, again, you're doing it because this is a means of growing closer to Hashem. Not for the purpose of earning a name, earning a reputation, earning honor. Also, do not engage in these activities which involve chesed, helping people out, giving people aitzes. Don't do it in the hope of reciprocation. That should not be your aim. That should not be your goal. In fact, we saw the Chavos HaLevavos say elsewhere that when a person does make a program, make a career out of chesed in the hope of reciprocation, he is most likely to be disappointed. Also, don't do it in order to gain a high status, in order to gain prestige, in order to be considered important. And also, if a person who's instructing people or admonishing people, it should not come from a place of liking to feel over people. That's a fine line. When a person is admonishing others, a person is telling another person off, where is it coming from? Is it coming from a place of a person who always likes a good scrap? If it's over a parking spot, it'll be over a parking spot. If it's over a point in halacha, it'll be over a point in halacha. But it's coming from a personality, a type, who likes a good scrap, who likes telling other people off, makes them feel important. That's not what we're talking about here. On the contrary, it should come from two places. First of all, it should come from a place of, again, this is what Hashem wants. Hashem is not happy with what's going on here, and I am going to further Hashem's desire by pointing it out, by raising the issue, by admonishing. But it also has to come from another place. It has to come from a place of love for the person that you're admonishing. I'm telling you this not because I'm high and holy, I know what's right. I'm telling you this because I want you to be doing the right thing so that you can be prospering spiritually in the most optimal ways, so that you won't be getting yourself into trouble. I thought it was so beautiful. This might be strike people funny that I describing this as beautiful, but it's not exactly what I thought it was. I don't remember how many of you were present, probably some of you, probably not all, at the Hespedim for Rav Milinowitz. I don't remember if it was the end of the Shiva or at the end of the Shloisha. I think it was at the end of the Shloisha. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich came. Anybody who actually heard him remembers the trauma of that he was held up on his way back from Iran with Motzei Shabbos. He showed up about an hour and a quarter after the last speaker finished, and it was like past 12 at night or something. I'm especially traumatized because I was on top of the program, and I kept being reassured that he's mamish almost here, and I kept telling people that he's mamish almost here. But whatever the case is, when he spoke, he said something so characteristic of him. Anybody who saw him speak, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich is a man. It's like you hear about a great Mekubo, you're imagining a somber, austere kind of person, and that is a mamish not his personality. He is, I'm loath to use the word, but it's actually a word that describes him well. Excuse me, this is not appropriate, but I'm trying to convey a certain sense here. Cute. He's all Yerushalmer with the full Yerushalmi geschmack, and he's like a bundle of enthusiasm, very, very excited about whatever he's talking about, and also about you. If you go over to introduce yourself to him, you usually get like a friendly pat on the cheek. And he's bursting with enthusiasm, and he's also bursting with love. It's very geschmack to talk to him. And when he spoke about Ahavas Yisrael. He spoke about Ahavas Yisrael. And what he said was, it was so amazing, like such a, it had to come from a person like him. He said, you see someone talking during Kaddish, do you care for the person? Stop him. Stop him. If you care for the person, tell him. This is, again, Yerushalmi bluntness. Westerners don't go for this. You tell him, I don't want to see you burn. I don't want to see you roast. I can't bear the thought. Stop him. Do you love him? Stop him. Okay, so that was the real Yerushalmi flavor of Gamliel Rabinovich. But the point that I'm making here is coming back to our very serious point, that admonishing, he's telling us, it shouldn't come from a place of wanting to feel on top of the other person. Sometimes a person gets a sense of importance by telling other people off. Then you're not engaged in a mitzvah, you're engaged in an aveira. It's a mitzvah when it's coming from one of two places, and ideally both. That once again, you care because Hashem cares, and you are a loyal child of Hashem. It's hard for you to see when your father is being displeased. But more than that, in addition to that, it's because you care about the person you're admonishing. You don't want to see him getting in trouble. It's coming from a place of love, the same way you would tell your child off if you see him doing something that you know is going to get him into trouble in life. He's developing a habit that is going to get him in trouble in life, and you're telling him off. Don't tell him off just because it irks you at the moment. That's not chinuch. You want to tell him off because you want him to be living a successful life. You care about him. Thank you, Ziz. Thank you. Thank you very much. You care about him. You're not necessarily, you see the neighbor's kid doing this, you won't necessarily get involved. That's where admonition should come from. Okay. Now, v'chakach. Then, that's as far as the motivation goes. V'chakach yivtach alo elikim v'ashlom ha'samayisa shikivan ha'asuyisimim. Then, once again, you go about doing what you're trying to do. You're trying to help somebody out with something. You're trying to raise tzedakah for a certain cause. So, it's like we discussed with other mitzvahs. You choose to do it, you make a firm decision to do it, and you make all the efforts to do it. You make all the efforts to do it. Whether it will succeed or not, this is an important thing. This could sometimes be relevant. The person gets involved in a tzedakah project. a person gets involved in a tzedakah project and he is roundly unsuccessful, gives it his all, tries, thought he had some great campaigning ideas, falls flat. He comes away with 15 shekel more than the money that was invested. He feels terrible. The whole thing was a flop. So here we come back to the Chavis of Ovis' principle. When it comes to mitzvahs, all that's put into our hands, and as far as we're concerned, what the mitzvah is the decision to do it and the effort and the attempt. Whether it will actually bear fruit, whether it will actually bear fruit, whether it will actually be successful, that for that we come back to be tochen. I am going to put in the efforts to raise this money, let's say. If I were to know, if at the end of the day it doesn't work, that is not a failure. I succeeded. It comes back to bitachon that this is what Hashem decided is best. And also while you're raising the money, don't be tense about, am I actually going to get this money? Whether it's going to work or not, once again comes back to bitachon. I am doing my efforts. I leave it up to Hashem to decide how the final result should play out. The same goes for other matters. Let's say we're talking about a person who's instructing, inspiring. Person feels like there's something wrong in the community. It needs to be fixed. A certain matter of halacha that's not being observed properly. And the person gives it his all to try to, he puts out, makes contests about it, and he puts out flyers and this and that, and he's trying. It's just not catching. Here again, we say, you made the decision to make this effort. You put in the efforts to make the effort. Whether it will succeed or not is not part of your function. Now we leave to Hashem. You did yours. You daven to Hashem to help you see it succeed. But if it doesn't, it comes back to bitachon. This is what Hashem chose best. And my success is in the fact that I chose to make this effort and that I put in the effort. So, yes, you leave it up to Hashem to decide whether it will be successful or not. After you put in the effort, meaning once again, you can't make a half-hearted attempt and say, if Hashem wants, it'll happen. You put in the effort. Then, after you put in those efforts, we leave it up to Hashem to decide if it'll work or not. Now he adds another point. Try as much as you can, because when you're doing these things, try to keep it concealed from anybody who doesn't need to know about it. Because the more concealed you keep your activities, the less people know about it. You will receive more reward than you would if it actually was known. Here he's really introducing a new principle. This deserves more elaboration, but we'll end here for tonight. Bli Nedar will elaborate more tomorrow. On Wednesday, we try to end a few minutes earlier, so as not to overlap with Rav David's shiur, which is to follow Be'ezos Hashem. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you very much.